This is a hypnotic imagination of self-soothing and stabilizing your immune system and suggesting certain behaviors to protect your health. Listen to this tape, to this audio, while you're in a quiet place, sitting or lying. And don't listen to it while driving. Take your time and focus on your breathing, which is so important for you, for your well-being. Inhale and keep the air for a moment. For a short moment after inhaling, and imagine that exhaling, you will let go of all particles, all droplets, and other things that you don't need. Exhaling, you can get rid of all the things you want to leave behind. Also, certain feelings, tensions, and all other things that are stressing your mucous membranes. Things that can be dismissed and be dumped. You can prolong exhaling a little and pay attention that you sink deeper and deeper in your own inner world, submersed in your relaxation, like a stone dropping in a pond, sinking slowly deeper and deeper to the ground, as deep as you are comfortable with. It's leaving ripples on the surface, which widen more and more and disappear, while the stone is moving into pristine water, into zones of dimmed light and profound silence, deeper and deeper, until you realize how your arms and your legs savor the relaxation. A sensation of comforting heaviness and warmth, like in a restorative sleep. Until you realize the security and the absorption in your inner world, like in a deep sleep. Deeper and deeper, relaxed, you will have a dream. A dream of a house with many rooms, one of which is stuffed with things you no longer need, and you begin to clear it of the things you can do away with. Remove old boxes, cloth, out of use equipment, so that there's room for something new. Room for something new. Imagine this spacious place in pleasant light and pleasant color, where something new will fit in, which in a moment I will tell you. You can forget what I tell you, or you can remember. You can even forget to remember. In certain moments, you will do the right thing. Unconsciously, you will remember. You will remember whenever you touch something. You think you have to protect yourself from. Whenever you touch something, you think you have to protect yourself from. You feel the inevitable drive to wash your hands, as to sense the safeness and the cleanness of your skin again. The safeness and the cleanness of your skin again. Whenever you feel the slightest sensation in your face, like a tickling, an itching, on your nose, your lips, or your eyes, your hand will sink down, heavy as a stone. And you have the feeling of indifference, and the sensations will fade away, while you think of a most precious moment in your life with a beloved person, or a beautiful landscape, or a fascinating adventure. Your inner voice will tell you, "My face is feeling fine. My face is feeling fine." Whenever you look at your mobile phone, automatically the thought will pop up, "Should I wipe it? Should I wipe it and make it clean again?" Once in a while, you become aware of your breathing, and you will automatically think, "I always will breathe through my nose, so that the tiny hairs there will collect the foreign droplets and expel them when I exhale." Every once in a while, you will take care of your throat and take a hot drink, so that your throat will be flushed, so your throat will be flushed out and cleaned. Take your time to go a little deeper, absorbed in your images and thoughts. Go a little deeper, as if you would walk on a staircase onto a safe place, where you are by yourself, where you are by yourself. 10 steps on a staircase, covered by a carpet, and you can feel the softness under your shoes, and you feel protected. 10 steps towards a safe place. 1. The first step you have already done. 2. A door has 2 sides, and you see the secure side when you open it. 3. Deeper and deeper. 4. In 4 directions the wind is blowing and brushing away all rubbish. 5. Halfway through. 6. A number you can turn upside down, so things look different. 7. 7 days of a week. 7 fat cows and 7 lean ones. And 8. Like 2 zeros, one upon the other. 9. And the last step you do by yourself. You have arrived at a place where you're protected, like in a castle with a drawbridge. When from a distance you see friends coming, you can lower the bridge and let them in. Keeping a polite distance to make both of you feel comfortable. And you can raise the bridge when guests approach you don't want to let in. There is a gatekeeper who knows who to let in. In your castle is a village with many lanes, and through the lanes blows a wind and wipes them clean, so the castle will remain in good condition. Somewhere you will find your inner counselor who knows what you need. He reminds you of an ancient hero who faced many challenges and struggles, and saw them through. He had a magic hood to protect himself. He defeated a dragon, and by bathing in the dragon's blood, made him invulnerable except for a little spot. And you have to guard your vulnerable spot better than he did. And while you listen, members of your immune system are active in your body, finding all invaders, consuming them. Imagine you look in a mirror, seeing yourself slowly shrinking to the size of a pinhead, and be able to enter your body like a little inspector who is checking all the mucous membranes in the nasal cavities, the throat, your lungs. With his magic wand, he touches all the spots to order the immune guards to come and clean up any foreign matter, pick them up and remove them. Take one more moment to go deeper and remember, whenever you touch something you think you have to protect yourself from, you will automatically feel the drive to wash your hands, so as to sense the safeness and the cleanness of your skin again. Whenever you feel the slightest sensation in your face, like a tickling, an itching on your nose, your lips, your eyes, your hands will sink down heavy as a stone, and you will have the feeling of indifference, and the sensations will fade away while you think of a most precious moment in your life with a loved person or a beautiful landscape or a fascinating adventure. An inner voice will tell you, my face is feeling fine. Whenever you look at your mobile phone, automatically the thought will pop up, should I wipe it and make it clean again? Once in a while, you become aware of breathing, and you will automatically think, I always will breathe through my nose, so that the tiny hairs there will collect foreign droplets and expel them when I exhale. Every once in a while, you will take care of your throat and take a hot drink, so that your throat will be flushed out and cleaned. Now take your time to finish this little practice of self-care before returning to the place where you are at home
in your bed or elsewhere.
Totally recovered, like after a short, healthy nap, knowing what is beneficial to you.